You are Locked On Kings, your daily podcast on the Sacramento Kings.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Get your brooms out. The Kings are sweeping up the streets of Dallas, Texas for the first time in 21 years. The Kings have swept the regular season series against the Dallas Mavericks, and of course, it is the first year that the Dallas Mavericks have Luka Doncic. Coincidence? I don't know. I'm sure that'll piss off some fans somewhere, but I don't care. It's elation here on this Wednesday morning because the Sacramento Kings are back at 500 once again. They defeated the Dallas Mavericks last night in Dallas 125-121 thanks to a heroic performance from De'Aaron Fox in the fourth quarter. The Kings, even with their number two overall pick, not having his best night, were able to defeat Luka Doncic's Dallas Mavericks at home. It's pretty fun. Pretty good thing to say. Regardless, it doesn't matter who you're playing. It doesn't matter how talented of players are on that Mavericks team. This was a game that the Kings were supposed to win, and they did win. It's nice to see them get another win under their belt here on the road. The road victories have been eluding them as of late, really since the All-Star break. So hopefully this can start a successful remainder of this five-game road trip. Hello, everybody. This is Locked On Kings, your daily hub for Sacramento Kings conversation. If you're looking for in-depth analysis, game-by-game breakdowns, highlights, interviews with all the local and national experts, plus player and coach audio from time to time, this is the place for you. My name is Matt George. I have the privilege of being your host here. I'm from Sports 1140 KHDK. That's the flagship radio station of the Kings in Sacramento. I work there as an on-air host and a multimedia journalist and reporter, and we were celebrating at KHDK last night as the Kings found a way to win that game. It was a very entertaining ball game, back and forth, and we got the performance out of Luka Doncic that I wanted to see in Sacramento. A triple-double for him. All jokes aside, Luka was phenomenal, and he has done everything he can to put that team on his back and try and carry them to as many wins as possible this year. I've interacted with a lot of Dallas Mavericks fans over the last couple of weeks since the Kings have beat the Mavericks twice in the last 2 weeks, once in Sacramento and here in Dallas, and I've gotten a plethora of excuses as to why it's okay that the Mavericks are losing. First and foremost, the fact that they believe this team is tanking, and they very well might be tanking to try and secure a top five pick in this year's draft, which would allow them to hold on to their 2019 draft pick. If it falls out of the top five, their pick then goes to the Atlanta Hawks as part of the deal that landed them Luka Doncic on draft night in 2018. So there is a lot on the line this summer for this Mavericks team. They're trying to add more pieces to the core that now features Luka Doncic and Kristaps Porzingis, two fantastic European players, still very young. Kristaps is coming off of a pretty severe injury, so hopefully he'll be able to get back to 100%. And I'm not saying that shoot around is any indication of how good a player can be, because everybody should be able to hit their open shots and shoot around before or during a game. But Kristaps Porzingis was warming up in Sacramento. He was moving well, and he didn't miss a shot. So he looked good. And I tweeted this out, and I meant it in all seriousness. Add a couple of pieces to that Luka Doncic and Kristaps Porzingis core, assuming Kristaps Porzingis is the same level of player that he was in his first couple of seasons with the New York Knicks. The Dallas Mavericks are going to be a really scary and fun team in the future, and I am sincerely hoping that we will get a very fun Mavericks-Kings rivalry, potentially a playoff series or two between those two teams coming in the near future. That would be fantastic. But the fact that the Kings swept the Mavericks for the first time in 21 years is an incredible accomplishment, because the Mavericks have been a team that historically have been tough to beat, and they've been a tough team to beat at home this year, even though their losing record is now at 29-45. Things have changed over the course of this year for the Mavericks. They came into the season with the promising young rookie in Luka Doncic, who has lived up to the hype, but also DeAndre Jordan, Harrison Barnes, Wesley Matthews, Dennis Smith Jr. They had a lot of talent on that team. Things just didn't work out early on. They ended up, for the most part, blowing that team up. Got Kristaps Porzingis in the trade, so I think they made the smart decision, making the right move, setting themselves up for a brighter future. This is going to be a very fun summer to watch and track If you're a Dallas Mavericks fan, just like it's going to be a fun summer for the Kings, it's going to be a fun summer for the Knicks, it's going to be a fun summer overall in the NBA, and I hope you will join us through all of this summer coverage right here on the Locked On Kings podcast and on the Locked On Podcast Network. Again, 125-121, the final score, went back and forth. The funniest excuse that I've gotten from Dallas Mavericks fans about last night's game is the fact that the Mavericks let the Kings win or wanted the Kings to win overall. Maybe some fans did. Maybe some in the front office did. Maybe even Mark Cuban did, so he could tank and try and keep their pick for this season. But I guarantee you, Luka Doncic and those Mavericks players that were playing last night wanted that win, thought they should have that win, and they were the better team for the majority of the night. But the Kings scored 38 points in the fourth quarter, outscoring Dallas 38-32 in the final 12 minutes. De'Aaron Fox really stepped up in a major way. He had a solid game, 23 points. Also had 8 assists and 5 rebounds, went 6 of 16 from the field. But the best part of this box score and stat line for De'Aaron Fox last night is 11 of 12 from the free throw line. Buddy Hield had a rough game overall, but did hit a massive 3 to give the Kings the lead late. Had 17 points on 4 of 13 shooting, but here you go. 6 of 6 from the free throw line. The Kings shot 84%, 27 of 32 from the free throw line, and lo and behold, they won the game. If they had shot in the low 70s like their average is this season, they probably would have lost this game. So that just goes to show how important free throws are. We talked about that in major detail on yesterday's podcast. If you haven't checked that out, go on and do that following this podcast. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. Like I mentioned, Marvin Bagley didn't have his best game, 14 points and only 2 rebounds off of the bench. Had a couple of assists as well, but went 5 of 7 from the field, only played 23 minutes. Not his best performance. Luka Doncic definitely outplayed Marvin Bagley in this game. Speaking of Luka, 28 points. He had 12 rebounds, 12 assists, did not hit a 3-pointer, went 0 of 9. That was really the only area that he was bad. Shot under 50%, 9 of 20 from the field, so wasn't at his most efficient, but he was fine. He did everything he could for this team to win. I'm certainly not going to point any blame at Luka Doncic. Justin Jackson, who led his team in scoring here in Sacramento a couple of weeks ago or last week, only scored 2 points in this game, so he was disappointing. They got 17 points from Kleber. They got 15 points from Brunson, 21 points from Powell, and 11 points from Trey Burke. So in that sense, I'm a little disappointed in this Kings effort. Yes, they got the win, but like I said, if Luka Doncic has his night, and even Dirk Nowitzki has a great night, there's only so much scoring that the two of them can do. If the Kings were going to lose this game, and they looked like they were going to lose this game for a period of time, it would have had to been because they allowed a plethora of role players to beat them. And I just read off those numbers for you. Too many double figures for decent but not good players. That is something that this Kings team needs to get better at, not allowing the non-stars or the role players to really bully them and hurt them. That's something that has plagued the Kings for a number of years. Let the stars get their points. They're going to get their numbers. And if you can slow them down and push them to a bad night, good for you. But don't rely on that and allow role players to have a good night, or you'll most certainly lose a majority of the time. Bogdan Bogdanovic, 5 of 10 from the field, 14 points off of the Kings bench, also had 5 assists, went 3 of 5 from 3-point range. Harrison Barnes also went 3 of 5 from 3-point range in his return to Dallas, 7 of 16 from the field, finished with 18 total points. Didn't spend as much time as I would have liked actually guarding Luka Doncic. I think he did a phenomenal job on Luka here in Sacramento, but Luka was torching Buddy Hield and torching Bogdan Bogdanovic for the majority of this game, and that's why you need Harrison Barnes sticking the best player on whatever opponent you are facing. Love the effort from Harrison. He got a great ovation from the Dallas crowd, and good on them for paying respect and thanking Harrison for what he did in Dallas over the last couple of years. He has a different role here with the Sacramento Kings, but like Rick Carlisle said before the game, he was sad to see Harrison go, but Harrison does make this Kings team better, already has made this Kings team better, and in my opinion, the Kings would be foolish not to try and extend him to a 3-4-year deal here this summer or before this summer begins, if they can. We'll just have to wait and see what the Kings do. But they're back to 500 on the season, 37-37, trying to keep that pace, finish at or above 500 for the season as a whole. Even if that doesn't make the playoffs in the Western Conference, that's still an incredible feat, something that this Kings team hasn't done since the early 2000s, and it would certainly be cause for celebration here in Sacramento. Dave Yeager was all over social media last night for two separate situations, but I wanted to address them both because anytime I can give props to head coach Dave Yeager, I absolutely will. One of the things that he said, he was asked in pregame interviews to talk about this rookie draft class of 2018, which first and foremost, this class might go down as one of the best in history. I mean, the way Luka Doncic is playing, DeAndre Ayton being the number one overall pick, he's putting up good numbers in Phoenix. Phoenix is massively underperforming, or they've been struggling this year, and they're in the cellar of the Western Conference, so that takes something away from what he's doing. But DeAndre Ayton is still just as talented as that number one overall pick warrants, and he's putting up great numbers there, and I expect him to have a fantastic NBA career. What Trey Burke has been doing recently, I'm sorry, not Trey Burke, Trey Young, what he has been doing recently in Atlanta has been phenomenal, to the point where now some are trying to enter him into the Rookie of the Year conversation. As much as I like to play coy and tongue-in-cheek throw shade at Luka Doncic, there's no way he is not the Rookie of the Year. But one of the things that Dave Yeager said, he said that he doesn't really rank rookie classes. He's not too interested in that. And we know, speaking from experience, from what we've seen from Dave Yeager over the past couple of seasons, that he tends to lean towards veterans and on veterans over young players in terms of playing time and opportunity. And that's not that he doesn't like rookies. It's just he doesn't believe he believes in them earning their spot and earning their minutes and learning by coming off the bench and working their way up to starter minutes and star potential. You don't just have that and get that right when you come into the league. Now, that's a pretty unique philosophy because, as we see, Jaren Jackson Jr., DeAndre Ayton, Trae Young, Luka Doncic, all these players are starting for their teams and have been starting for their teams since the beginning of the season. Bagley started a couple of games, but really has been a bench player for the Kings, and we've seen him consistently develop game by game, night by night. So overall, it's working. That's also a philosophy that head coach Dave Yeager had with De'Aaron Fox for the majority of last year, or really the first half of last year, and we saw the growth that he made in the second half of last season all the way to the fantastic jump that he's made this year. Buddy Hield came off the bench for the majority of last season, is now a consistent starter and one of the best shooters in the NBA, so maybe Dave Yeager's got a point. He seems to have a lot of young players that are turning into stars that he and his coaching staff have directly impacted by bringing them off the bench to start. So things are certainly working out there in Dave Yeager's favor. But he doesn't really rank rookie classes. But what he did say is that he believes he has the Rookie of the Year on his team. Now, I file this in the same drawer or same filing cabinet as Vlade Divac's Super Team Just Young comments, right? Of course, when Vlade said that, this wasn't a super team. They're still not a super team, but they look like they have all the makings of that. In the same way, of course, Marvin Bagley, who has started only a couple of games this season and is spending the majority of the time coming off the bench and has also missed a handful of games due to injury, of course he's not beating Luka Doncic or even Trae Young for Rookie of the Year this year. But Dave Yeager is still showing the confidence that he has in his guy, backing his guy up. He's been complimentary of Bagley's game since day one, since the day they got him. And we were all a little skeptical, right? Myself included in Sacramento. When the Kings drafted Marvin Bagley over Luka, we were all a little skeptical, like, who really made this decision? Did Dave Yeager want Bagley over Luka? Was it a Brandon Williams call? Was it a Vivek call? Did Vlade really pass on a European talent like Luka for Marvin Bagley? I think we can push all of that out the window because it's clear the Kings got the guy that they wanted and are very thrilled with Marvin Bagley as a whole, his development over this season, his bright future, what he can be for this Kings team, and ultimately his fit with the young core of De'Aaron Fox, Buddy Hield, etc., etc. So I think we can file that to bed. Did Dave Yeager and Brandon Williams and Vlade have disagreements on who they should draft and ultimately one guy or two guys won out in getting Marvin Bagley? Let's put that all away. That's not a topic of conversation any longer. But even though Marvin Bagley is not the Rookie of the Year, the fact that his head coach is saying that he believes he has the Rookie of the Year on his team, gives Bagley even more confidence. Now, Bagley is not someone that, I mean, maybe internally he's motivated by that, but he's not going to come out and vocally say, no, I'm motivated by winning the Rookie of the Year. I want to win Rookie of the Year, and if I don't, I'm going to be frustrated. I'm angry at Coach Yeager because he's not giving me starter minutes, so I really can't win Rookie of the Year. You've held me back type thing. Bagley's never going to say anything like that. His dad might, but Bagley himself will never say anything like that. Maybe that's the way he feels, but he certainly does a good job keeping that quiet and keeping that out of the media and really keeping that out of the locker room as well, which I appreciate if that really is the case. But overall, Marvin Bagley has never been a selfish player. He's given me zero indication to believe that he is out for himself by any means. He's given me zero indication that the Rookie of the Year award is more important to him than wins and contributing for this team right away. So Dave Yeager stepping behind his player and saying, you know, I believe I have the Rookie of the Year on this roster, even though I'm not starting him right now. And I know a lot of fans then turned on their heels and said, well, why aren't you starting him if you believe he's the Rookie of the Year? Because, quite frankly, you don't have to. And the way you've been playing him has been working for your team. So if it ain't broke, don't fix it kind of thing. Now, you know how I feel. You know that I would start Marvin Bagley right now. And I think it's important for him to get some starter minutes at some point here towards the end of the season. Maybe Yeager is waiting for them to be mathematically eliminated. Who knows? I'm not ever going to try and predict the mind of head coach Dave Yeager. I'm never going to do it because I'll always be wrong. But what he's saying essentially is that he believes when all is said and done, when we look back on this rookie class 5, 6, 7 years from now, Marvin Bagley will be the best talent from this draft. I know Dave Yeager believes that. I know Marvin Bagley believes that. I know his Kings teammates believe that. And I know the Kings front office believe that. I've heard it directly from them multiple times. So it's great to hear. And I appreciate Coach Yeager saying that. Now, one of the things I also appreciate is when a coach will take some of the heat off of his players who might be frustrated by officiating calls and maybe some bias officiating at times, or what they feel to be bias. It's always different from their perspective versus our perspective on the outside. But I appreciate coaches that will, instead of risking a technical foul or being kicked out of a game or ejected from a game for one of his players, when the coach will step up and take that heat on himself and try and fire his guys up by being a little fired up himself. And that's what Dave Yeager was in this game in the second quarter last night. Dave Yeager was hot. And I tweeted this out on my Twitter. You can find that at MattGeorgeCageDK if you want to. I can't play it here for you because there's a lot of cursing in there as it was caught up by the courtside mics on the Mavericks TV broadcast. But I encourage you to go and check it out. Find it on my Twitter if you can. Dave Yeager absolutely ripped a new one into these officials, received a technical foul for it, and then kept going. I'm surprised. He might have wanted to be ejected, but he was able to stay in. So thank you, refs, I suppose, for allowing that, as the Kings were able to ultimately get the victory. But I love that. And De'Aaron Fox had comments about it after the game. Players read into that and are fired up by that. And Dave Yeager is normally pretty reserved. I mean, he gets hot and he'll get frustrated and angry and yell at his players from time to time when they're not doing what he would like them to do. But you don't see Dave Yeager really going at the officials that much or to that extent that he did last night. And I appreciate him doing that. It was fun for me to see. Switching over to Marvin Bagley really quick, he also had some great comments following the game. He talked about how much he loves Sacramento, how much Sacramento means to him. He's written a song or multiple songs. He has lyrics in multiple of his raps about Sacramento and about how he's excited to be a part of the Kings. And I'm very pleased to hear that as someone who's been a Sacramento native for pretty much my entire life. We have a special love for this city here, and we know that this city can kind of be the butt of a lot of jokes in the NBA realm or really in the entire country. Everybody would probably consider LA to be the capital of California more than Sacramento is, but it's not. We have the Capitol building here in Sactown, and we also have a promising young core that is going to compete for playoffs and championships for hopefully many years to come. But one of the things Marvin Bagley said, he said, I love Sacramento. It's a great fit for me. I thought about playing the audio for you here on the podcast, but we just don't have time to do that. So I encourage you, I tweeted this out as well. You can find it on my timeline, again, at MattGeorgeCageDK on Twitter. Or you can find it. It was tweeted out by Kings on NBCS. Or you can go to NBCSports.com and find it just by following the links and going to their Kings page. Great comments from Marvin Bagley following that Kings win over the Dallas Mavericks. Back at 500, 37-37. And now the road trip continues. Can you find a way to finish this road trip over 500 and come back home? You got some tough opponents coming up. And again, the Kings haven't been mathematically eliminated from playoff contention. So possibilities are still there. The chance is still there. It's pretty low. But with the tough competition coming up for this Kings team, we're bound to get some good games for the remainder of this road trip. On Thursday, with the renewal of the NCAA March Madness tournament, which if you want to talk March Madness or hear any kind of March Madness conversation here, we're not paying attention to it as much here on Locked On Kings as we would and we did last year and in years prior, because the Kings don't have their first round overall draft pick. So that changes things a little bit, although March Madness is still incredibly fun. I watch it. I pay attention to it. I'm involved in bracket challenges. So I encourage you to check it out and to be a part of March Madness and the March Madness conversation. If you'd like me to bring some of it here to Locked On Kings, let me know. You can reach me on Twitter, as I've mentioned many times, or you can email me, mgeorge@sacklocalmedia.com. I'm getting so many emails daily, it's hard to keep up at this point, so I'm doing everything that I can to be able to respond to as many as possible. But keep them coming. I'm not complaining. Please, please, please keep them coming in. That would be absolutely fantastic. The Kings take on the New Orleans Pelicans on Thursday, so the NCAA returns, and so does Kings basketball. They're taking on a bad Pelicans team in New Orleans. They still have two more games against these Pelicans. I expect both of those games to be wins. And then they wrap up the road trip in Texas against the Houston Astros. See, it's baseball season. A's opening day is Thursday as well. Man, Thursday is just a great day for sports here in Sacramento. But I meant the Houston Rockets. They will be playing on Saturday. And then on Sunday, second night of a back-to-back, they have their final meeting with the San Antonio Spurs. That is a big game in terms of playoff standings in a way. The Spurs were one of the teams that the Kings potentially could have caught, but I don't think that's going to happen. But still, a good meeting there with San Antonio. Then they return home for Houston and Cleveland. Then they have at Utah, home against New Orleans, and at Portland. And then we're done. Can you believe it? Let's see. 8 games remain this season. 8 games. If the Kings can go 4-4 over those 8, they will finish at 500 on the season. They just need to win 3 to break 40 wins. And wouldn't that be something? That hasn't happened since the early 2000s, like I mentioned earlier. Want to let you know that this podcast is sponsored by Wyze Cam. Wyze is the indoor camera that does it all. Wyze is packed with premium features that allows you to see everything from anywhere for only $20. It's 1080p full HD. The images are so clear, you won't miss a thing. It also has night vision, two-way audio, so if you're all about security systems, Wyze Cam is the thing for you. Wyze's mission is to bring amazing smart home product accessibility to everyone. You can check on your home anytime with Wyze's app live stream, which is really important if you're maybe you're on the road and you just want to check to see if you have your kids are staying at home alone, or you have pets that are staying at home alone, or maybe if you're just at work and you want to just make sure everything is all right. Just having that peace of mind to be able to open your phone, open the app, and be able to look directly into your own home from your phone is pretty incredible. It's something that I do for my own home as well, and it's you wouldn't think it was that important, but once you do it and once you have it, you really start to rely on it and are really thankful it's there. You can check on your home anytime with Wyze's app live stream, and be sure to connect with life as it unfolds in sharp focus. It also has an 8x digital zoom. So there's going to be a free rolling 14-day cloud storage as well as no subscriptions when you sign up for this thing. So I highly encourage you to take a part of it, and it's a great deal. Again, $20 camera that can do anything. Be sure to make sure that your home is protected, that you have that peace of mind. And if you're looking for any kind of home security system or home camera system, Wyze Cam is exactly what you need. We will be back on tomorrow's podcast. Working out, trying to get a guest for you for tomorrow, as it's going to be an off day. No Kings basketball, but we will preview. Well, rather, today is the off day. We'll have no Kings basketball to talk about on tomorrow's podcast, but we will be getting you ready for the Kings and Houston Rockets. Going to have to record that podcast quickly because I'm off to Oakland tomorrow to watch the Oakland A's, and that reminds me, the Locked On MLB channel has launched, and Locked On MLB also has a lot of local MLB podcasts for you to check out. So if you are an A's fan like me or a baseball fan like me, check out Locked On MLB. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. If you want to respond to anything on today's podcast here today, let me know at MattGeorgeKGK on Twitter. Email me, mgeorge@sacklocalmedia.com. If you have a second to head over to the iTunes store and leave a review for this podcast, that would help us out a ton. Please take the time to do that, and we certainly appreciate it. Until tomorrow, my name is Matt George. Thank you so much for listening to the Locked On Kings podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Kings, your daily Sacramento Kings podcast.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.